Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Your income, your bank account balance, whether you pay your cell phone bill on time. This can all feel like private, personal information. But in reality, it's all tracked and traded by companies like the consumer credit giant Equifax. And now, Equifax has joined forces with another major player in the credit industry, the credit scoring company, FICO, and they want to sell this information to banks. The partnership is just one sign of a changing landscape in the credit industry. As banks try to lend to a growing pool of people, they're looking at a wider range of consumer data to make that happen. But in the wake of Equifax's massive 2017 data breach, that expansion could put more consumers at risk. For more, I'm joined now by Anna Maria Andriotis, the consumer lending reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Hi, Anna Maria.
Hi, Tanzina. Great to be speaking with you.
So Equifax has a ton of data on us. What data do they have exactly, and how are they getting it?
They pretty much have it all. Income, employer information, assets like brokerage accounts, savings accounts. They know if we're paying our cell phone bills, our utility bills. And that's all in addition to the data that they have had for decades that's in our credit reports. So whether we pay our loans on time, credit cards, et cetera.
So FICO is now going to take, they're already analyzing Equifax data. So what is it that this partnership is meant to change?
So essentially what's happening here is that data that Equifax was already selling to banks, what Equifax and FICO have decided to do is to team up so that when Equifax salespeople are offering up the data to banks, they can also say, by the way, we can also sell you FICO's software tools, the essentially tools that are needed to analyze and decipher that data in real time for banks. Similarly, FICO has been selling its software to banks for some time, and FICO has decided that its salespeople, while pitching the software, will be also pitching the Equifax data along with it. So, and then there'll be cases in which both companies are teaming up and just meeting with banks together.
So it sounds like we are the product, as usual, right, on tech platforms here. The person is the product. What is it that they want to do? I mean, what are these banks and Equifax and FICO trying to do with all that data once they have it?
One of the main reasons that the banks at this point want the data has to do with lending and changes that are happening with how they are lending to consumers. So since the financial crisis a decade or so ago, banks have been quite hesitant to lend to the traditional subprime borrowers, people with low credit scores who are likely to default, to not make their loan payments. Increasingly in recent years, banks have been looking at a new pool of people, a pool that's existed for a long time, but that they haven't really touched. And those are people who don't have much of a credit history. So they don't have a history borrowing from banks or other mainstream lenders. So they have very thin credit reports and, as a result, low credit scores. And what's been happening is that these people, when they try to apply for loans at banks, they often get rejected because of that limited information. Now, what the banks want is essentially more data on those people to see, well, maybe we can lend to them if we look at information outside of their credit report.
And Maria, what about those who have no credit history at all? And we know from the FDIC data national survey that 36% of Black households don't have credit. 31.5% of Latino households have no mainstream credit. So what about those folks? Are they also a target?
This also applies to those people. So essentially, it applies to people who have no credit reports and thin credit reports. Of course, the banks will decide how little or no data that they're comfortable with in terms of the credit report. But what's been playing out is the credit reports for decades have shown people's ability, their history of paying debts, whether they pay them on time or not. Other data that's being looked at now, for example, whether people are paying their cell phone bills or their utility bills, that's information that more people have, more if you whether you rent or whatever your living situation is, chances are quite high you'll have some type of electric or gas bill. So looking at that information that has been not part of credit reports could give more insight to banks. So if somebody's paying those non-loan bills on time, that could be a sign that they are financially responsible and would be if they were given a credit card or another type of loan.
So pivoting for a moment here from the consumer side to this, to the privacy side and the security side, we know that in 2017, Equifax was hacked and the data of more than 143 million Americans was at risk. What have they done since then to protect consumer data? And how strong do you expect them to be going forward now with the merging of these two data sets?
The company says that it has significantly increased its spending on security since the breach. And that is, it's been a top talking point of the company since then. And it's been something that its CEO has also discussed while testifying before congressional committees. So that's one point. The other point that the company has made is that the breach did not impact the information that was in the actual databases, whether it was the credit report databases or these other databases that hold the information that we're talking about. Nevertheless, it certainly is concerning when the final tally came close to around 148 million people in the U.S. Their basic information, names, addresses, social security numbers, et cetera, were compromise. So this is a very valid concern. But one thing worth pointing out here is that it's not like the company went out and was getting this data after the breach. In fact, what the breach highlighted was about a decade or so leading up to 2017, the company had been focused on compiling as much data as possible on consumers in order to boost its sales.
Anna Maria, I want to ask you a question there, though, because we've only got a minute left. Who's protecting consumers here? I mean, is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau in whatever state that it's in going to make sure that the data, not only are consumers' data protected, but also our privacy is protected?
That's a tough question to answer. The FTC has had oversight when it pertains to the security of consumer data at credit reporting firms, but it's difficult to answer that question. That is a big risk out there as companies, be it Equifax or others, compile more and more data on consumers. There's nothing to say there will never be a breach. This data is not going to be compromised.
Anna Maria Andriotis is a consumer lending reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Thank you, Anna Maria.
Thank you.